This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You are listening to Capricorn Drive on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Heart of Frequency. My name is Complexion. We are getting into today's Too Hot to Handle.
All right. Anonymous is saying, I have a serious problem. I got divorced in 2021 and the divorce was finalized in 2022. According to the court order, among other things, our house was supposed to be sold and the money shared between my ex-husband and myself. However, my ex-husband has been very uncooperative. I have already paid so many lawyers, but nothing seems to be moving forward. Whenever potential buyers come to view the house, he is never available. At this point, I honestly do not know what to do anymore. How do we assist Anonymous? Anonymous, tell those lawyers of yours to give you back your money, please, because what they've been doing is nonsense. You are protected by the court. Asumblif.
Okay, and there's a continuation as well here. We only got a property agent to assist us in selling the house. I paid a deposit to a lawyer, but unfortunately, no assistance was provided. Another lawyer wrote a letter regarding the legal fees caused by the delay in dissolving the matter and selling the property, but also later vanished and now no longer answering my calls. On the other hand, he is saying, I am the one who left. Yes, I had to leave because the environment was unhealthy for our kids. He was so abusive, shouting at night, even waking the kids up, locking us out when we were out for dinners or something.
Hey, Norman.
Kuningi.
I believe we do have like a divorce lawyer that listens to the show that might add to what we are about to say. But again, I repeat, please, Anonymous, those lawyers, no more.
I think Anonymous must just get a good lawyer because this back and forth thing.
It's bad. I mean, that issue, Commission of Inquiry, Zondo, it taught us something, that there is such thing as contempt of court. What Zondo did, he filed for a contempt of court application so that President or former President Zuma is arrested. So that's one of the things you can do.
I think this guy is doing it deliberately.
Yeah, of course.
It's a delay tactic.
Of course. King, he wants to get back together, maybe.
I don't think so.
Delay anything.
Well, that's the wrong way of doing it.
People are bitter during separations of this nature. That's why he's uncooperative. But surely, I mean, the law must protect you if he's uncooperative. I mean, you have a divorce decree for sure. So we have invited an expert in this regard, Mr. Malachi, who is an attorney. Good afternoon, Mr. Malachi. Thank you for making time to join us. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, Complexion, and good afternoon to your listeners.
So, since the divorce order states that the house must be sold and the money shared, what legal steps can Anonymous take if the partner is uncooperative?
The legal step that they can take is that they must appoint a forensic investigator, being a liquidator, to investigate, the assets of the joint estate and to provide a full report with regards to that joint estate. Then once the liquidator receives the powers and is investigated what needs to be done, what's paid, then he has the full power to divide and distribute the assets of the joint estate. And then now, in the event where the partner is being uncooperative, they can institute legal proceedings against them so that they deliver such properties or any assets, deeds or whatever document that may vest in the joint estate.
And eventually, what are the end results once the appointment has happened? Is the sale going ahead with the ex-husband's consent?
So the sale will still go ahead. So the appointment of a liquidator must be done where Anonymous' divorce came to. So if Anonymous received the divorce decree from the High Court in Polokwane, for example, then we have to make an application to the High Court of Polokwane to appoint a liquidator. Before you go to court, the uncooperative partner must be served with that application so that he's aware that Anonymous is instituting an application wherein they want to appoint a liquidator to sell the property. So the liquidator can use any ways to sell that property. They can either do it through a private treaty or a public auction, in whichever manner they see it's fit for them, they can do that. So once that's sold, then the proceeds will then fall into the trust account of the liquidator. And this liquidator will be a law firm.
Okay.
So the proceeds will then go into the trust account of that law firm. And then the liquidator will then divide the proceeds amongst the two partners.
Yeah. Another thing Anonymous mentioned is that they've spent a lot of money going from one lawyer to another and they are not getting joy. What happens to the legal costs or damages that have been caused by the delays in selling the property? Can Anonymous claim that back?
Look, I'm not sure what instructions were given to those lawyers. You might find that there was never a liquidator appointed or she was given ill advice. But she can report to the LPC if she feels that her matter was not dealt with accordingly and that she spent a lot of money on this matter, but there is no end result. And if it's a matter of the lawyers were not, you know, pulling through in this matter, they were not, you know, following it through, then they can also report to the LPC.
Okay. And
so I can't say for sure what were the instructions given to those law firms. Mm. But if Anonymous feels that, you know, look, these people have failed me and she has a legitimate complaint, she can send such complaints to the LPC and the LPC can investigate.
Yeah. Let's maybe save Anonymous all the trouble so that they know what kind of documents or proof they need to, you know, take with to strengthen their case and speed up the process. Are there any specific documents that they must take with them?
Yeah, she's going to need her decree of divorce, which she obtained from court. It will be used as part of the application. And then she's also going to need an acceptance and consent from a liquidator, which she would want to appoint. That's another document that she'd need. And then she'd also need, you know, the documentation to prove that the liquidator that wants to be appointed has the relevant expertise. You know, maybe you have to show the court as well that, you know, the person you are appointing to be a liquidator has experience, has experience in such matters, has the relevant qualifications. But from her side, she would need the decree of divorce, a copy of the then marriage certificate. Those are the documents that she would need.
Absolutely. Well, Anonymous was listening to this conversation and some of the advices and experiences that have been coming from friends of the show. We appreciate you making time to join us. Hopefully, they will come back to give us feedback on how the matter went. We thank you for your time. Mr. Malachi is an attorney joining us for today's Too Hot to Handle.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.